Now, back to Hudson Valley Focus with Tom Sipas on The Beacon.
707 on Hudson Valley Focus, live on The Beacon, live and local. Let me say good morning to Denny Smith. Good morning, Denny.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing quite well. Thank you very much, first of all, for your military service as a combat infantryman in Vietnam. And last Memorial Day, you were the speaker for the Pleasant Valley Memorial Day ceremony, and very, very appropriate words that you spoke that day to the folks of us assembled there in Pleasant Valley. Denny?
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
And it was that day that you had mentioned to me that there was going to be plans to erect flagpoles at the American Legion Post 1302 on Overlook Road. And originally, I believe you had said it was looking forward to the 4th of July, but it got moved back until now. And Denny, give us the details about what's happening tomorrow at Post 1302.
Well, there's an article in the Northern Dutchess News that I would like to read because it kind of sums it up a lot better than what I can off the top of my head. If that's okay.
Yep.
The Arlington American Legion Post 1302 will hold a formal dedication of new flags and flagpoles in front of their building at 55 Overlook Road on Saturday, October 25th at 10:30 a.m. The post has a total of 9 flagpoles. The tallest holds the American flag. It is flanked by 2 poles that hold the MIA POW flag, and the other bears the flag of the American Legion. Fronting the 3 taller poles is a line of 6 slightly shorter poles that carry the flags of each of the armed services of the United States. It is the 6 shorter poles that have been replaced. The poles are a donation to the post from the Concord American Flag Pole Company, and they were erected with the assistance of an Adams landscaping team.
Nice.
And that kind of sums it up. The six poles that are new, like I say, were donated by the Concord American Flag Pole Company, which is owned by the family of Rob Dyson.
Yeah, part of Dyson Kistner Moran, I believe. So
yeah.
So this is pretty significant. And Denny, why are there 6 flagpoles?
Well, originally it was 5 of the armed forces of our services of our armed forces, and recently in 2019. Space Force was added as one of the 6th service branch. So we decided to put up all 6 since we were replacing the poles. We had originally the older poles, telescoping type poles, and they were a little inconvenient to work with. So we decided to go with some really good poles and one piece and well manufactured and made in America,
yes,
and so on. And that's why we went with these poles. And they are dedicating these or donating these poles. They wanted us to have this dedication ceremony so that they could come. The sales manager of Concord American Flagpole Company is coming on Saturday to be there with a photographer because
Very nice.
They want to use this as a celebration for 250th. I'm kind of stuttering here. 250th year. This is so important. I want to get it right. The 250th anniversary of our country, and they're going to make a whole spread of this for their advertisement and the advertisement of the Legion and so on. So it's working out pretty good. The ceremony is going to be a good time. There's going to be a lot of people there, I hope. We want to have people there so we can do a photo op in front of the poles for the flagpole company.
And Denny, I'm looking at the article that you referred to in the Northern Dutchess News, and the caption under the picture points out something really important. The built before the American Revolution and home to county court judge and colonel of militia Zephaniah Platt from 1762 to 1798, post 1302, is thought to be the only American Legion post in the country that sits in a building that predates the Revolutionary War. I did not know that. I did not know that. I mean, I knew it was an old stone building there, but that piece I didn't know. Wow, that makes it pretty special.
The main part of the building there is the old stone part, and then there's an addition on the back. There's a pavilion out back, but there, you can't really see it. But in the picture, that sign there to the right of the building,
yes,
that kind of explains some of that.
The historic marker that's over there.
It's the historic marker, yes.
So, again, if folks are not familiar with this, it is 55 Overlook Road, and the event we're talking about is tomorrow, Saturday, October 25th, 10:30 a.m., and this is right off of Route 44 to DeGarmo Road and over behind the Germania Hall. There's plenty of parking over there. And it looks like, Denny Smith, it looks like the weather's going to be perfect for this kind of event. So, hope lots and lots of people will show up. I expect that, barring anything unforeseen, I will see you there tomorrow morning.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you helping out and coming, and I hope some of the listeners are willing to come. We're going to have a couple of color guards there, one sheriff's and one trooper's color guard. And we have a singer for the national anthem.
Nice.
It's quite an occasion.
Very good. Denny Smith, again, thank you for calling this to my attention, and thank you for your service.
All right, and thank you for helping us out, Tom.
You are quite welcome. Thanks, Denny.